I am extremely excited. I know Matt and Brad called up, and I was in the middle of doing a bunch of different things, getting ready for the training and stuff, and we're talking about the topic of the call tonight, and it just kind of happened, and we started talking. We got off subject, and we started talking about how awesome our trip was to St. Thomas, and we got off, you know, started talking about what we were able to do with our families, you know, and Matt had his wife there, and I was able to have my wife, and I also brought my 9-year-old son with me, and you know, we took him out of school. It was pretty funny. The teacher wasn't real happy, but, you know, I'm like, we're paying you for him to go here. It's a private school, so we're taking him out for me. And it was kind of cool because we had different projects that we were able to do. And we, you know, he was studying maps in school, and so we got to draw a map of St. Thomas and do a legend, and he put a legend on there and everywhere he went and stuff. So, I mean, talk about a cool way to learn. I mean, it was just, I call it God or whatever the case may be, but all the stuff, the homework that she gave us to do, we were able to every day correspond that into where he was learning about math in St. Thomas. He was learning about science in St. Thomas. He was learning to draw a map, not out of a book sitting in a classroom, but he was drawing a key and a legend in one of the most beautiful places in the entire world, and he's 9. And so we started talking about that. I was like, you know, hey, Brad, you know, maybe you can get Edward on the phone, and if you can get, you know, Brian Delaney on the phone, maybe we can get Ears and Chris on the phone, because what that conversation kind of translated into, guys, was we're talking about getting ready for a conference call, and we're sitting there, and it's like we all wanted to kind of pinch ourselves going, are we really having this conversation in less than, for me, a year? It was a little over a year and a half being involved in business. Matt and Brad, 2 years. I know Edward, 4 or 5, you know, Ayers assistant, maybe a couple years. Brian Delaney. I'm like, you know, Paul Honeycutt was there with him, and his wife was there, and we get to hang out with him at dinner, and we got to spend some personal time together, and we got to golf one of the coolest golf courses in the entire world. And I'm thinking, are we really having this conversation? It's also we had to start pinching ourselves because, guys, I mean, this isn't supposed to happen this quickly in terms of, you know, having what I refer to as financial freedom. I mean, to be gone for 10 days, and I literally, I figured it out today, besides the one day where I called 4 people for leads, I made 2 business phone calls the entire 10 days I was gone. 2 business phone calls. One thing, I made $7,000 or $8,000 that was deposited in my account, and that had nothing to do with me. And it's not like I have this huge organization where we have hundreds and thousands of people across the country. I think maybe 15, 16 people submitted an application. And I'm thinking, we talk so much about the how-tos. We talk so much about, you know, how to create value, which is important, how to overcome objections, which is important, how to do all this stuff. And I think sometimes we kind of let slip away the reality of really what this business can do for you. I mean, to see Brad with his wife, and we were hanging on the edge of the infinity pool, and me to be able to swim up to overlooking the Caribbean Sea and over in the infinity pool, and, you know, and I haven't had a chance to really sit down and talk with Brad's wife, and, you know, a lot of you guys have heard his story, but just to hear out of her mouth how thankful that she is that they're at where they're at in their life is just, it's just awesome. It's just unbelievable. And I know, Brad, I don't want to take too much of time, so I want to hear from the people that have really, you know, made it to the top of this already in such a short period of time. But, I mean, I know you and I were just having a blast at the pool, hanging out. We were kind of talking business, but more just about life and, you know, our future and plans and stuff. And, I mean, it's just, I think it's just what's being able to transpire in such a short period of time, guys, is nothing short of amazing. And all of us, like I said, whether you're starting tonight, whether you're getting a chance to look at the company, whether you've been involved for 3 or 4 months, or if you were like Tim Beekman and you were struggling paying your bills, it doesn't take, you know, the biggest thing that I used to think about success that my mentor taught me was we all think success is supposed to take long. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be this difficult thing. And in reality, it's just putting a little bit more effort in than the average person. But, Brad, I know you're on the phone with Matt, and I know we have a bunch of special guests that are on the phone too.
Well, you know, one thing that that break did for me, Nate, because we're all so busy and our mind is going 100 miles an hour throughout the week, and just being able to sit there at the infinity pool and look at the Caribbean Sea and the sailboats and just the turquoise water, and it was just like, man, I I was living in probably an 800-square-foot, 70-year-old house with no bathtub. I had a 2-year-old. And we're given baths in a 6-inch Tupperware, like a little rubber, you know, Rubbermaid thing. My daughter's bedroom was sloped so that we had to put a 2x4 under her dresser so the picture frames wouldn't slide off the dresser. I mean, the contrast of our lives right now is just so unbelievably different. And just to think it's only been a couple of years, it's just unbelievable. And I think it is important for us to talk. What's that?
No, go ahead. I was just thinking, I know Ayers and Sister on the phone, and you talked about that with your wife and everything. I mean, to see Ayers, you guys are on the phone, right? Ayers and Sister?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
Two of the most awesome people that I know. I appreciate you guys jumping on the phone. I mean, you have no financial interest whatsoever to even be on our call, and I'm taking time out of your Sunday night. It's just amazing. And if you guys don't know who these individuals are, they're working directly with Brian Delaney and Edward Pritchett, and they literally are the model couple of the company, and they put Symmetry Financial Group model couple, their pictures in there in the dictionary and on the front wall and the Hall of Fame. And what they've accomplished has been awesome. And you guys just got married. I mean, tell us about this, because I mean, I wasn't there, and I think that, you know, a lot of people, it's like, it's funny because a lot of people get married and, like, yeah, they're in love and they're excited, but they're freaking stressed out. You know, how are we going to pay for the wedding? We have to max out our credit cards. And how are we going to pay for the reception? What are we going to do when we go back? And can we afford to take time off work for our honeymoon? I mean, tell us a little bit. Because, I mean, you guys, when you showed up in St. Thomas, I mean, the look on your guys' face was, you know, beyond anything I've seen of a new married couple. There was, like, no fear, no reservation. It was just pure enjoyment, enthusiasm, excitement of I guess, you guys, you know, formulating your lives. But tell us a little about what's going on with you guys.
Awesome. Nate, thanks so much for having us on the call. Brad, Matt, what an honor. Cicely and Ayers Newsome, and direct to Brian Delaney, and so honored to be a part of the Pritchett organization. It's